Hello, lovely True Crime Dimes. You might have deduced from its title and the fact that it's a true crime podcast that the show will cover potentially upsetting content. In addition to detailed accounts of all manner of horrendous acts, this podcast will also entail the vital and varied use of curse words, BIPOC allyship, love for the LGBTQ+ community, using people's correct pronouns, and other pretty liberal shit. If any of that's going to upset you, exit now. This is Trigger Warning, a true crime podcast. I'm your host, Jen O'Malley, and you've been warned. In June of this year, Virginia State Police launched an online searchable cold case database. State Delegate Danica Rome, a Democrat representing Prince William County, introduced HB 1024, which requires the Superintendent of State Police to establish and maintain a searchable electronic database of cold cases available to the public through the Department of State Police official website. Right now, the website only features cases investigated by State Police, but will later include cold case submissions from local law enforcement agencies throughout the Commonwealth. Delegate Rome said, "At my age, at 37, for those of us who grew up watching America's Most Wanted, people would get really involved, and every now and then they'd get a tip that would end up solving a crime. I want people to remember these are real people who were murdered, real people who were unidentified when their remains were found, real people who went missing. As a matter of justice and as a matter of human decency, we need closure on these stories." Today I'm going to share 25 local cold cases that aren't in the database yet. In some of them, hardly any information is available. In others, there's so much that I've added them to the list of cases I'd like to do full episodes on. Either way, please don't tune out. These are people who were ripped from their loved ones, whose families and friends are still suffering. They deserve to be known, heard, and remembered. Case 1. Warren Randolph Coleman, Hanover County. On Sunday, November 10th, 1974, Warren Coleman was found dead from a gunshot wound at a part of the Little River known as Fanny's Hole in Montpelier. Warren was last seen alive on Monday, November 4th, in the town of Ashland. Warren was known to walk around Ashland and was characterized as having a very noticeable limp. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Lieutenant Darby with the Hanover County Sheriff's Office at 804-365-6266 or DEDARBY at hanovercounty.gov. Case 2, Patricia Eve Gogler, Hanover County. Patricia Gogler was found deceased on a dirt or gravel trail, later named Wesley's Court, off what is now Greenwood Church Road on Monday, September 29, 1980. The 28-year-old was heading from her hometown of Pottstown, Pennsylvania, to live with her brother in Richmond. She was last seen earlier that same day, around 3 p.m., at the Ashland Sunoco. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Investigator Robertson with the Hanover County Sheriff's Office at 804-365-6396 or JJROBERTSON at hanovercounty.gov. Case 3. Olivia Thorndike, Henrico County. On Wednesday, November 25th, 1981, when 24-year-old Olivia Thorndike failed to pick up a relative at the airport and her loved ones couldn't contact her, the police were called. They found Olivia's body at the bottom of the stairs in her apartment with multiple stab wounds. There was no sign of forced entry. Several people of interest have been named, but investigators need additional information to move forward. They believe that someone out there has that missing piece. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Henrico County Police Division's Cold Case Investigators at 804-501-5304. Case 4, Baby Jane Doe, Henrico County. Baby Jane Doe is the youngest unsolved death in the Henrico County Police Division's files. Her case dates back 40 years to Friday, March 19, 1982, at a grocery store in the Gate and Crossan Shopping Center. A man looking in a dumpster for food for his pigs opened a bag to find a baby girl who was only a few days old. She had blue eyes, black hair, and was wrapped in a Fieldcrest towel. There's no official ruling on cause of death, but investigators believe that the baby died from suffocation from being inside the bag or exposure from being left out in the elements. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Henrico County Police Division's Cold Case Investigators at 804-501-5304. Case 5, Jessica Lee Sterling Hatch, Hanover County. On Thursday, April 12, 1984, Jessica Hatch was found deceased on Route 721, later named Watkins Road, approximately 1/2 mile north of Dogwood Trail Road in Rockville. 12-year-old Jessica was last seen near 862 North Shepherd Street in the city of Richmond on Sunday, February 5, 1984. She was walking from her home at 3208 Hanover Avenue to her grandmother's in the 2900 block of West Grace Street. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Lieutenant Darby with the Hanover County Sheriff's Office at 804-365-6266 or DEDARBY at hanovercounty.gov. Case 6, Donna Hall and Michael Margaret, Henrico County. On Tuesday, August 21st, 1984, the bodies of 18-year-old Donna Hall and 21-year-old Michael Margaret were found with multiple stab wounds in the woods near King's Crossing Apartments in the 10,000 block of Patterson Avenue near Gaskins Road. The couple were last seen alive on Friday, August 17th. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Henrico County Police Division's Cold Case Investigators at 804-501-5304. A $7,500 reward is being offered. Case 7, Teresa Lynn Baker, Hanover County. Teresa Baker had recently moved with her two small children from Pennsylvania to Chesterfield County. Teresa was last seen around 2:30 a.m. on Tuesday, September 24, 1985, at a restaurant called D'Angelo's, which was located on Jefferson Davis Highway across from Johnny's Bar, where she'd also been that evening. Both establishments were also regularly visited by local factory workers. Teresa's body was found in a wooded area of Mechanicsville at the end of the Cherrydale subdivision on Saturday, February 8, 1986. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Sergeant LaPlaga with the Hanover County Sheriff's Office at 804-365-6442 or KRLAPLAGA at hanovercounty.gov. Case 8, Barbara Ellen Powers, City of Richmond. Barbara Powers was a student at Virginia Commonwealth University, VCU, and the band manager for a local Richmond punk rock group called the Undertakers. On Thursday, May 12, 1988, between 1:30 and 1:45 a.m., she was walking home after meeting with the group. While walking near 112 North Plum Street, Barbara was confronted by a black male described as slender to medium build, 6 feet to 6 feet 2 inches tall, with short hair and a mustache. During what appears to have been an attempted robbery, she was stabbed to death. Witnesses in the area heard an argument and Barbara screaming during the assault. The suspect left the area on a bicycle southbound on Plum Street and turned into a south alley in the 1500 block of Grove Avenue. The suspect was also involved in an attempted robbery and stabbing 20 minutes prior to Barbara being killed. The first assault occurred in the 2000 block of Park Avenue. That victim was severely injured but survived the attack. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Richmond Police Department Homicide Detectives at 804-646-6741. Case 9, Deborah S. Ferguson and James R. Sharon, Hanover County. On Tuesday, June 5, 1990, the bodies of Deborah Ferguson and James Sharon, both of Richmond, were discovered in the woods behind the commuter parking ride in Old Town Mechanicsville. They were last seen alive on Friday, May 18, 1990, by James's roommates at his residence on South Vine Street in the Fan. The Fan is a district of Richmond. According to Richmond Magazine, Ferguson was a VCU art student who may have gotten into trouble with weed dealers over missing money. Friends theorized that she looked up James, her ex-boyfriend, of a year before, so she would have protection. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Investigator Matt Gathright with the Hanover County Sheriff's Office at 804-365-6448 or smgathright at hanovercounty.gov. Case 10, Marshall Ray Butler, Henrico County. Around 4 p.m. on Friday, August 23, 1991, Henrico County Fire responded to a vehicle on fire on the I-64 West ramp onto Mechanicsville Turnpike. It was 16-year-old Marshall Butler's truck. The hood was up, the engine was smoking, and Marshall was found in the passenger floorboard, slumped over the seat, beaten and stabbed to death. According to WRIC, Henrico Police said evidence and fingerprints from Marshall's truck identified two persons of interest in the case. Dozens of witness statements show Marshall was likely assaulted by more than one person, and possibly someone known to him, and the suspects may have been picked up by a third person in a vehicle after the murder. After waiting nearly three decades, Marshall's mama said the detectives on the case now have some promising leads. She begs anyone with information, no matter how small, to come forward. "I realize he was only 16, and they were scared. I mean, these kids were in high school. They probably thought, if they said anything, that it would happen to them, so I don't blame them. But I wish now that 29 years has gone by, that you would please just call and tell what maybe Marshall told you, or if somebody was after him. I just beg for you to come forward and tell what you know." If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Henrico County Police Division's Cold Case Investigators at 804-501-5304. Case 11, Paula Faye Hayden, Hanover County. On Tuesday, May 10, 1994, the remains of Paula Hayden were found off Greenwood Road in Hanover. Hayden was last seen alive in October of 1993. She was known to frequent the area of Jefferson Davis Highway in Richmond. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Investigator Jordan with the Hanover County Sheriff's Office at 804-365-6444 or JJORDAN at hanovercounty.gov. Case 12, Inez J. Childress, Henrico County. On Saturday, September 17, 1994, Inez Childress was brutally murdered. The 82-year-old great-grandmother was found by her daughter, strangled and drowned in her own bathtub at 100 Lowell Street. Inez's purse was stolen. Her granddaughter said, "Our ask, as a family, is that if anybody has any information, is to have someone stand up and speak out for her. She deserves it." If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Henrico County Police Division's Cold Case Investigators at 804-501-5304. Case 13, Wendy Page Ratcliffe, Hanover County. Wendy Ratcliffe was known to frequent the area of Jefferson Davis Highway in Richmond. After she was reported missing, her remains were found in the woods off Farrington Road in Hanover on Saturday, August 3, 1996. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Investigator Jordan with the Hanover County Sheriff's Office at 804-365-6444 or JJORDAN at hanovercounty.gov. Case 14, Cynthia and Heather Johnson, City of Richmond. On Thursday, August 29, 1996, 7-year-old Heather Johnson and her mom, 34-year-old Cynthia Johnson, were murdered in their home on Junaluska Drive in South Richmond. The home was set on fire to cover the crime. The Johnsons knew their killer or killers. Police have compiled a great deal of information, and they believe someone knows who the killer is, killers are, and can help solve the case. They want you to reach out, no matter how small or unimportant you believe what you know may be. You may have the missing piece of the puzzle they need. Police know that pizza was delivered to the Johnson home the night of the murders, but need to know who delivered it. If you are the pizza delivery driver that delivered pizza to 6535 Junaluska Drive on the night of Thursday, August 29th, 1996, please call and talk to investigators. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Richmond Police Department Homicide Detectives at 804-646-6741. Case 15, Andrea Arnie Michelle Taylor, Henrico County. 31-year-old Andrea Arnie Taylor was found dead on the sidewalk near her apartment on Byron Street on Saturday, July 25, 1998, when a struggle that seemed to start in the bedroom of her Glenwood Farms apartment ended outside. Arnie died from multiple stab wounds and had head and facial bruising. Detectives believe they have evidence that could help identify the perpetrator of this crime, but they're asking for additional information from the community to fully solve this murder. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Henrico County Police Division's Cold Case Investigators at 804-501-5304. Case 16, Thomas Tommy G. Harvey, City of Richmond. Around 3:50 a.m. on Saturday, October 10, 1998, Tommy Harvey was found shot to death in the 3100 block of Alvis Avenue. According to witnesses, the suspect was seen leaving the area of the homicide in Tommy's white pickup truck. It was recovered days later in an apartment complex in Henrico. I'd known Tommy since elementary school and would especially love to see his murder solved. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Richmond Police Department Homicide Detectives at 804-646-6741. Case 17, Henry Eddie Edward Northington, City of Richmond. Around 10:21 a.m. on Monday, March 1, 1999, police were called to the 1900 block of Texas Avenue. Two hikers out with their dog had come upon a human head neatly placed in the middle of the walkway on the south end of the bridge near the parking lot. The head belonged to a white male and it had been severed at the neck. Police searched the area and a little after 1 p.m., the victim's body was located east of the Texas Avenue location. The body was in the water about 3/4 of a mile away from where the head was found. Both scenes were processed and police recovered a large amount of evidence, but they still need your help. Police believe someone out there knows what happened to Eddie Northington, the victim, and why it happened. I want to note here that Eddie was gay, HIV positive, and disliked in the LGBTQ plus community for being pushy. His head was found at a location known for cruising, meaning that his murder may have been a hate crime. It happened just months after Matthew Shepard was beaten to death during the trials of his killers. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Richmond Police Department Homicide Detectives at 804-646-6741. Case 18, Kenneth and Anjanette Murphy, City of Richmond. Half past midnight on Friday, April 14, 2000, a group of men kicked down the door at 3010 Montcrest Avenue near Jefferson Davis Highway in Southside. 30-year-old Anjanette Murphy was shot multiple times and killed. Her husband, 31-year-old Kenneth, came out of the downstairs bedroom to see what was happening and was shot at least twice in the chest. The Murphy's 12-year-old daughter came downstairs and found her father. The 3-year-old slept through the attack. Neighbors reported seeing three men flee the scene. While in the ambulance, Kenneth said the names of some men, but did not indicate that they were the shooters. Kenneth died at the hospital. Two people of interest in the investigation are Kenneth's childhood friend, Gregory Craig Dinar Mills, and Gregory's brother-in-law, Carlos Panama Lewis, an internationally notorious boxing trainer whose clients included former world heavyweight champ Iron Mike Tyson. The investigator on the case says that he believes both individuals were either present at the murders, have direct knowledge of them, or have information that could help the investigation. According to him, the trainer has been interviewed, and it's been determined that he's been less than truthful. The investigator said, "I'm not suggesting this trainer was the shooter, but does he have knowledge? Yes, he has knowledge. Nothing was taken from the scene, and robbery was not a motive. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Richmond Police Department Homicide Detectives at 804-646-6741. Case 19, John Jordan, City of Richmond. Around 2 a.m. on Monday, June 26, 2000, John Jordan was driving his dark green Dodge Neon through Gilpin Court, taking a friend home. When he reached the stop sign at St. John and Hill Streets, John was confronted by several people in a dark-colored car who fired multiple shots into his car. John was hit, and a passenger in his car drove him to MCV, where he died of his wounds the following day. According to Richmond Police, the suspects in this case may have been involved in an altercation or random gunfire at the Boss Club near Harrison and Gray Streets shortly before the murder. They may also have been involved in a shooting or random gunfire near the Palace nightclub sometime after this murder. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Richmond Police Department Homicide Detectives at 804-646-6741. Case 20, Erica Michelle Brown, City of Richmond. Around 5 a.m. on Monday, July 30th, 2001, police responded to the 5800 block of Orchid Lane in Southside to find 23-year-old mother Erica Brown shot to death inside her apartment. She had recently provided critical testimony in the trial of her former friend, Nakisha Silver. According to the Virginia Chronicle, Erica's death came about a month after Ms. Silver was sentenced to four life terms for her role in a savage home attack that led to the deaths of two women and the severe maiming of a third. It also came after Erica had been in city-funded protective custody, a program meant to shield witnesses from retaliation as authorities try to solve the city's most violent crimes. Witnesses reported that an unknown black male was seen running from the area of Erica's apartment. The unknown subject was around 6 feet tall, 160 pounds, wearing dark jeans and a dark shirt. Erica and I were in first grade together. She and her family lived across the hall from my childhood apartment, and we'd play Barbies on the landing together. I still have pictures of her at one of my birthday parties. For so many reasons, this shouldn't have happened. If you hear this, Miss Darlene, I'm so sorry that Erica was taken from you. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Richmond Police Department Homicide Detectives at 804-646-6741. Case 21, Victoria Vicky Parent, City of Richmond. According to Richmond Magazine, Vicky Parent left her mother's house in Prince George County at 9 p.m. on Sunday, December 15, 2002, to spend the night with her best friend, 21-year-old Sarah Wheatley, who lived at 2903 Floyd Avenue. Sarah was on her way home from work, and she and Vicky called each other by cell phone shortly before 10 p.m. to confirm that they would be arriving at the same time for safety. Sarah pulled into her off-street parking space. Vicky parked on the street and headed towards Sarah's apartment building. She was approached by a man, they exchanged some words, and then he tried to take her purse. They struggled over the bag, then Vicky was shot in the head, and the assailant fled. Vicky was rushed to VCU Medical Center, but died shortly after arriving. Eyewitnesses described hearing at least one gunshot and seeing a man around 5 feet 8 inches tall with a slim build, wearing a hoodie with the hood up, run from the scene down Colonial Avenue toward Carytown. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Richmond Police Department Homicide Detectives at 804-646-6741. Case 22, Michael Mike Dobbs, City of Richmond. Four blocks away from Vicky Parent's murder, and 4 years later, around 2:30 a.m. on Sunday, February 5th, 2006, 22-year-old Michael Mike Dobbs was walking from a friend's house down Elwood Avenue toward Carytown, where he'd parked his car. Mike's favorite team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, were in the big game that year, so they had been planning a Super Bowl party. Mike was approached by two males who tried to rob him, and there was a fight. Shots rang out and police were called. They found Mike lying on the sidewalk at the intersection of Elwood Avenue and North Auburn Street, dead from a gunshot wound. Mike's wallet and cell phone had been taken. Toxicology reports showed that Mike wasn't under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Police believe that there are at least two witnesses who saw Mike and the suspects fighting and would love them to come forward. One of my exes was good friends with Mike. He used to have to close his eyes as we passed Auburn Street whenever we'd go to Carytown. After all these years, the pain is still raw and real for Mike's friends and family. If you have any information about this case, or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Richmond Police Department Major Crimes Detective Joseph Foltz at 804-646-3929. A $10,000 reward is being offered. Case 23, Peter O. Alasigwe, City of Richmond. A little after noon on Friday, December 17th, 2010, someone knocked on the door of 58-year-old cab driver Peter Alasigwe's apartment. Two men entered, brutally beat Peter, and stole all his money, $35 cash. According to Detective Joseph Foltz, Peter was able to get himself together after he had been robbed, and when the guys left, he went to the neighbor's apartment and they let him use the phone. Peter reported that both of his attackers were young, likely in their late teens, thin, about 5'7" tall, and wearing ski masks. Peter was taken to VCU Medical Center, but was beaten so badly that he succumbed to his injuries and died on Tuesday, January 25th, 2011. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Richmond Police Department Homicide Detectives at 804-646-6741. Case 24, Paresh Kumar Patel, City of Richmond. On Sunday, September 16th, 2012, Paresh Kumar Patel was opening the Raceway gas station he operated at 5600 Jefferson Davis Highway near Chippenham Parkway. According to WRIC, an eyewitness saw the 44-year-old arrive at the store around 6 a.m. that Sunday, get out of his car, and get approached by two men dressed in hoodies. Those persons of interest shoved Patel into a van and sped off. At approximately 3:18 p.m. on Thursday, September 20th, 2012, Paresh Kumar's body was found at Ankaro's boat landing in Richmond. He had been shot in the head. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact the Richmond Division of the FBI at 804-261-1044 or tips.fbi.gov. A reward of up to $15,000 is being offered. Case 25, Walter J. Boone, City of Richmond. Firefighters were called to a Southside apartment fire on Saturday, December 8th, 2012. When they got inside, they found 77-year-old Walter Boone dead with clear trauma to his body that was not caused by the fire. The homicide unit was dispatched, but much of the physical evidence had been destroyed. Richmond police released a sketch of a woman they say may have been with Boone before he died, but they've not been able to reach her. According to the police, information from her and tips from the public are all they can rely on to crack the case. If you have any information about this case or about someone who does, please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000 or Richmond Police Department Homicide Detectives at 804-646-6741. Thanks for hanging in there, Dimes. I know that me giving the contact numbers after each case may have annoyed some of you, but I bet you have that shit memorized now. Please contact Crime Stoppers at 804-780-1000. Stay safe, friends. That's it for today, y'all, and that was a lot. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider becoming a patron. There are two tiers. For $5, you join the Sugar Daddy Dimes. This is just a donation that shows your support of me regularly staying up until the wee small hours to get this podcast produced, despite having a full-time day job. For $15, you become a top-tier dime. At this tier, you get exclusive episodes quarterly, early access to merch drops, surprises shipped via mail, personal shout-outs, and a direct line to me so you can request cases you'd like covered. However, if a monthly commitment is not your thing or not something you can swing right now, you can always Venmo me $1 so I can get my precious sweet tea from McDonald's. This is not an ad. I'm just Virginia born and raised, so sweet tea makes up like 90% of my body, and I like a little tea in my sugar. My Venmo username is TWTCPodcast, and any amount would be tremendously appreciated. Thank you so, so much for listening.